I have been one acquainted with the night. I have walked out in rain and back in rain. I have outwalked the farthest city light. I have passed by the watchman on his beat and dropped my eyes, unwilling to explain. And I have stopped to hear the sound of feet when far away a distant cry came over housetops from a distant street, but not to say good night or say goodbye. And far above, at an unearthly height, one luminary clock against the sky proclaims the time is neither wrong nor right. I have been one acquainted with the night. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are devout listeners and those who are strangers happening upon us for the first time, this is the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Yes, dear friends, this is indeed Dr. Howland Owl, your irritating horror host. And despite what my friend the Alchemy Puffer said previously, puzzling evidence was not preparing for this time slot. He never does. These 3 hours are given over to us, the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, as opposed to the Ask Dr. Hal traveling nightclub act, or as opposed to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, the home edition. Coming up, I believe, January 24th next, though I do not have my calendar to check. And all is uncertain. If the conservatives insist on closing down the government, something which they have been doing ever since that first tantrum when Newt Gingrich did it, there will be no federal aircraft controllers at work unless they work for no pay, and air travel may not be possible during a little or perhaps even all of this terrible interregnum which is coming up. But if I can get away at all, I will be in New Orleans and then in New York State. And on the 24th in Manhattan, doing a show, assuming the trains are running and I can get down from where I will be up in Stuyvesant to Manhattan, a show at the Slipper Room, a wonderful burlesque house, with my friend and drinking companion, Zero Boy. But is it useless to plan ahead in a time which will be deliberately chaotic? Well, it is only human to do so. And like other humans or other former humans, the habit becomes rote. Something you do over and over again is not so easily released. And even thoughts, now useless from an earlier time when hope was stronger, still recur and have to be dealt with or, if it is possible, dismissed. And so we are again in that twilight world that fears the rising sun, the abode of spirit and vampires, revenants, the dead who know not of their own death, and vengeful beings from the supernatural lacunae between the worlds, impossible to detect with the most sensitive scientific equipment, because they are not there in any sense that we can understand, as we are controlled and somewhat comforted by the constancy of the world of physics. The supernatural world, when it interferes, is unfortunately, as my father always complained, not fair. It does not follow those rules, and thus we cannot rely upon them to protect us or predict what may happen next. Here on the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, we hope that someone is listening in the future or in the present and now. That is to say, we hope that there is someone listening and that we are heard. We have checked the equipment here, and according to it, this show is being podcast. But what the equipment says pales into insignificance compared to what a listener may say to reassure the weary traveler on the spectrum of night that this effort will have the surcease of worry and the first blossoming of creation. I appreciate that more than I can say. And so now I will continue with this, our show, starting with a poem by Robert Frost instead of the usual Clark Ashton Smith. In my last episode of the Ask Dr. Hal Show, the home edition, I featured Dejection, an Ode by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, which I got mostly right. You know, when I recall these poems, I may not get them 100% correct, but that is what a live performance is like. And I concluded with The Journey of the Magi by T.S. Eliot. It is certainly a Christmas poem. And this is the last Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio before that Christian holiday, Christmas. How does my audience plan to spend the holiday? Will there be an exchange of gifts? Will there be a lessening of tensions and hatreds despite the dominance of the hateful in the public sphere? Will there be a reliance on the inner self and its judgment of righteousness, or distraction by the many toys and tools of the multi-tentacular conspiracy? This is up to our audience to determine, and not the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio. We have continued to study vampires, and a forthcoming show will deal with this problem, Vampirism and Vampires, Part 2. But that is not this show. This show will talk about other difficulties and problems besetting the human race. Like a trapped animal in a cage, it spins around and around looking for a way out, an exit, trying to console itself for the limitations of its captivity simply by keeping in motion. For it knows, if it knows nothing else, that to move is to resist, and to move is evidence of survival, while stillness, perhaps, indicates the first soft caress of death. Finally did see Vermines, that French spider movie. It was hard. I had ordered it, but when it came, it would not play, being a Region 4 disc. But I had to see how the giant spider meme was playing out, especially among our friends across the pond. And in many regards, this film did not disappoint. It had its element of social criticism. The vermin of the title were, of course, the escaped and rapidly breeding and growing arachnids, but they were also, in the view of the authorities in the city of Paris, the unfortunate low-income, racially mixed inhabitants of the apartment building. And when they made their way through incredible and awful perils down to the parking garage to try to escape, they found that the authorities had sealed the building off and them inside. Well, not to be a spoiler, but toward the end of the film, trying to drive out of the parking garage, they found their car blocked by a spider with a 7 or 8 foot leg spread standing in front of the vehicle, raising its chilicerae. And these are not the phony-looking giant spiders that you may have seen in Missile to the Moon, World Without End, or any number of schlocky Hollywood productions, but very realistic ones made by French craftsmen. And so, our protagonist, who started the whole thing by buying a spider from a non-reputable animal trader, a spider which had been dug out of the ground in Iraq and had killed someone on the spot, a spider which bred and seeded the entire building with its offspring, rapidly growing and multiplying themselves. Our protagonist felt he had to get out of the car and drive it away personally. And a terrible business it would be to be preyed upon by such an enormous spider. But he got out of the car, he walked toward it, and then he had a suggestion. He said, "Turn off your lights." And so the driver of the car turned off the lights, and that was what was fascinating the spider. It skittered away in a different direction. And so this horrendous spider was not the ultimate indignity, but others died in many unpleasant ways in this movie. And since I have a feeling my audience is not going to be watching it, I'll also give away that at the very end, the two female survivors of this entire incident stand on a bridge and watch as the entire building is demolished, dynamited, falling, crumbling, burying its secrets. So often it is when governments and authorities must cover up their negligence and not allow a larger panic to accrue. This was far away from the benevolent space spider of the film Spaceman, or even the space spider in the film The Sting, which was hardly benevolent. But there was something ultra-creepy about these French ones. Thus, I, Dr. Howland Owl, was entertained and amply. What is it about the arachnid shape which evinces such terror? It must be something ancient from the infancy of the human race. We know that in earlier ages, huge spiders did exist, far larger than anything in the world today. Or perhaps as large as one thing in the world today, the species Burgess latro. Those who feel protected by the fact that science says shelled invertebrate creatures cannot reach the size of a large dog, that it is impossible for air-breathing crustaceans or large insects, scorpions or sulfugids, to attain such a menacing size, are contradicted by the existence of this creature, which often, within its biological range, will go into people's backyards, stand on its hind legs, and with its front legs and claws, push the top off the garbage can so it can rummage inside and find sustenance. That is a large invertebrate. And this critter is a somewhat fearsome-looking thing, which is not an aquatic animal at all, but an air breather. And if it can freely exist and its existence be acknowledged, then some of the large spiders I have seen in my travels were not hallucinations. The huge cave spiders of Arizona, for example. Or even other species which I have seen far larger than science allows them to be. I've spent some time exploring underground tunnels, sewers, and things like that, and it had a deleterious effect on my health. I contracted histoplasmosis, an incurable disease of the lungs, which comes from breathing the destructive spores that are found in these subterranean places. But I also saw what sometimes I would rather forget. Who would think, for example, that the black widow spider could grow as large as the specimens I have seen, or that the black widow could spin a web 12 feet in diameter from the foot of the tunnel to the roof of the tunnel? And when I came upon this particular Lactrodecta mactans, I could see the spider, fortunately for me, but the web was invisible until I turned the light a certain way, and then its many strands became evident. Arachnologists, those who study the spider kingdom, have always believed that the orb web weavers, the araneae, are the more advanced species because their webs are so symmetrical and beautiful. But recently, scientific thought has changed to think that just because they're not pretty, these webs spun by the cob spiders, the poisonous ones that hang upside down in the web, may actually be more technically and scientifically advanced from a spider point of view.
The other big red.
They're both pretty damn big. You know,
well, they're
that
both
other
very serious, but
that one is slightly
serious.
Larger than the other one.
They're horribly big.
Connected to a nuclear code or something.
I guess so. So just don't push.
Yes, there's a spider farm right down the road from the nuclear reactor. The question is this a good policy?
I would love to have a Doug yurt.
A Quonset yurt.
A yurt? Well, these yurts have to be air-conditioned.
Don't worry, it won't yurt.
Close when they're in a hot landscape.
A yurt would be nice, but it would certainly be a pain to drag out to the...
How about the yurt?
Back to God.
To Burning Man.
The yurt.
That's, you know, I don't know that culture.
Smell like old people.
I remember when...
But you can air condition them. Last year, I even had a generator which would air condition my trailer. An incredible luxury, which Chicken John arranged, although I had to give it back after a while. That didn't keep me from getting lost in the desert during a hideous dust storm, where I nearly did not survive. But by not panicking, I managed to find my way back, although visibility was zero.
That is the way, and that is why some of these, like the one I have, has a splatter guard, so people's aspired sibilants will not shoot squirts of spit out all over the surface of the microphone.
Michael Pepe style.
Popping sound.
By George, I don't understand why Michael Pepe couldn't come to be on Relodio, but when I mentioned it, Puzzling Evidence just shut me down and said, we can't talk about that. Well, sir, I'd like to know why. If Mr. Pepe doesn't want to be with us, I can stand the push of his prejudice.
Thanks, everybody. Well, I guess the show's almost over. There are so many people to thank. I don't know. No kidding. Thanks so much. No, I don't know who.
Thanks for the memory.
So I guess
the gardens at Versailles.
Thanks a bunch.
And beef and kidney pie. The heaps of marijuana that kept us really high. Oh, thank you so much.
No, we do it all here on the show live on radio. Yeah,
we do it all like Bogey and Bacall. And
you know, there's some rumor that it might actually be
Puzzling Evidence
radio.
Now let's not be too obstreperous in our humorous sallies.
Live baby monkeys like that. And we've got a lot more of that stuff coming for you on the show, but it might not be in this...
No, we announced that Madame Lazonga's Dancing Chihuahuas would be on our stage, but unfortunately we had a slight accident backstage. They will be returning in a future episode.
Images are carved by Fijian craftsmen. Sold a bill of goods.
Yes, a bill of goods, sure. I can believe it.
But it's certainly a stately place, like the Thatcher Memorial Library. Here,
devoted to Walter Parks Thatcher and his writings.
Script of the show live on radio. And now we're going to bring you an exclusive look at how they do decipher those scripts. How they look closely with microscope and magnifying glass for small...
The micro world is a fascinating study, though some may find it terrifying.
Ink laid down on the page
to see what goes on in their small
of the emotional
sphere,
state,
in their dimension, which greatly affects ours, since we are outnumbered.
You know,
it doesn't always...
There's a worldwide conspiracy right now.
Worldwide?
The
Frankenstein computer god brain cabinet.
It means to breathe together.
Really? Right now?
Yeah. From
right this minute?
Sparrow.
Right this minute.
Conspiracy to go deal with that, because we're the world's heroes here on the show.
Yes,
the world's greatest hero seeking the world's greatest donuts.
The world's greatest hero sandwich.
The last sugar dough.
5 feet long.
If it wasn't for us, you'd be
if you have a good appetite, you might eat it.
Donuts you are.
Like those repulsive hot dog eating contests.
So great this time of the night, but it's just the way things are.
Yeah.
The expansion of the dough.
We didn't seek it out. We didn't want it.
We didn't try.
We certainly didn't try.
We really didn't try, Brave.
We didn't try not to fry, but
the piping hot batter.
Yeah, try not to fry this week.
And huge fluffy croissants.
Just keep going till next week, Suicide Man, then you'll hear the truth.
You'll hear the truth, and it shall make you free.
Donutsky.
Well, yeah.
Or otherwise. Yeah,
whatever. Make you free donuts somewhere.
Somewhere.
Free pancakes.
Donut forsake me, oh my darling.
All who follow along with us in distant lands and foreign climes, the bright and darkened lands of the earth, and send us all your comments and letters We welcome them as critical as they may be.
Just your concepts and comments are very important to us.
Stanislaw Zukowski,
make sure you himself send them our way.
Distanced himself from this view, which he
and tomorrow's episode of Reloadio even will occur, but
crazy,
begin a little later than usual. Since both K-Rob and I myself have engagements elsewhere, which will prevent us from beginning at the usual time, despite all our new and great advances in our Reloadio studio.
That the wild man of the forest or raping ape who had polluted the human generations produced in the last generation of offspring dictators like Hitler and Mussolini.
I'm not sure they were apes.
And so forth, but rather sub-geniuses,
yes.
A superior stock, not the evil.
That's what Stang said to Zukowski, and Zukowski was not pleased at this idea.
Follow Bob and his pipe around and around. Yes, time
round
and fate
around a rugged rocks and ragged rascal ran.
Most grateful residents of Earth who stand atop time's mighty mind,
stay his august
which existed
muse,
only to
so tireless.
I am the Earth's most grateful resident.
Lay about these
I stand atop time's mighty monument.
Well, we call them sub-geniuses.
Creation has transpired that I can be.
Referred to as
atomic submarines.
The ages have an heir, and I am he.
Helga, the apple-cheeked waitress, but we seem
but now,
temporary,
discordant noise
called,
assaults
standby.
My ears.
Standby.
An uninvited, ignorant mob appears.
Your
to them, I say, keep your dull dreams,
important.
But don't expect me to accept them, since I won't.
As we are able.
And in the end, perhaps we also learn truth shall reveal itself when comes
do you remember
its
the name
truth.
Of the,
nutritive assimilation.
Oh, we have a message coming in.
So if you're interested in joining us on the radio party,
Walt Deegan. Join
but
us
testament
now.
To this are we.
Where's Michael Pepe?
Michael Pepe isn't here.
It's the show.
Well, come on. Oh, we'll Michael play this Pepe. Recording of him. Yeah, that.
But wait. The show is most.
Well, if it isn't Michael Pepe.
Studio guest Michael Pepe. Michael Pepe
Michael
is
Pepe.
Even closer
see,
to achieving
here he's coming
his
in.
Goal.
Michael Pepe. Where
like Achilles' tortoise, as he moves toward it, his speed diminishes.
This is known as Zeno's
the question
paradox.
Is not when, but if.
But his speed does not even have to diminish.
Michael J. Pepe's hard-hitting economics
that's
report.
That's right.
Here on the
that's
show, right. Live on
that's
radio.
That's right, folks. We mince no words in going after the high muckety ones.
That's right. They name the names and rake them up.
Seriously.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a better introduction than anything I could ever do. Here he is. That was crazy.
Hello, folks.
Oh, that's right.
Here
there was
come.
A jelly talking jelly donut. Well, here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Freddie Price. Come on up here, Freddie.
No, that's a pearl of great price, but he's not coming up.
Finally burned this guy's ass, who runs the sacred subgenius church that they finally caught up with. You know, everyone, of course, is so nuts about the sacred subgenius church, but they're totally corrupt. They're corrupted by businessmen, and the guy...
it's the money,
he had to, of course, resign in disgrace, and now he's up on charges... which I'd love to see, presumably set up by
yes,
the mob.
Yes, that sounds like a good
themselves.
Idea to me.
Yeah, it's basically, I think it's mob run as far as
the
implication I had about it in the thing
but,
that I saw.
But that means it's the other side that's running.
It's the criminals. Right, no. Everything is upside down.
Okay, I see.
It's all this illegal stuff. I don't understand exactly what is and is not sacred subgenius church. How could that not be corrupt, really? It is a vice, right?
Yes, I mean, and so...
Yeah, well, if religion is to be considered a vice...
I'm sorry. You know, am I, like, leading away from the mic?
What mic?
Because I don't...
Don't lean away from the mic, Pepe. Lean forward.
Oh, yes. I forgot again.
How about that?
Yeah, just like that. I have your Bob. Sorry, I still have it.
I have your Bob.
Well, I don't know what to... Well, you don't have my Bob.
I don't want to use the sacred... You got your Bob. ...genius church oil...
Yes, have some. Thou anointest my head with oil.
I assume
my cup runneth over.
It's a sacred flame.
Propane.
In any pipe that he burns.
Sacred and propane, yes, indeed.
Which makes you the vestal keeper of it.
That's right, the guardian of the hearth. There is no reason that a man can't be such a religious factotum.
Well, it's protected from anyone else stealing it, yes. That's a good thing.
Women, traditionally, in the Roman Empire...
So, you heard about the...
Jolly Green Giant.
Sacred Subgenius Church Museum? You've heard of the
museum?
Well, I heard much idle talk.
Idle gossip, speculative
nature.
Yes.
And discussion of possibilities,
yes.
Essential
That's
possibilities.
That's all I heard as well.
Because we all know that what has been done before ought theoretically to be possible to perform again.
Again, that's right.
Yeah, but you can't always.
That's very true.
However, the conditions vary from the way they were before.
All conditions
so
conspire
decisive
to make this fort assume the furniture of home.
Yeah, well, you might be able to... Oh boy. Great, thanks.
Lest we should see where
we don't want to wait. Well, you don't. Do you have to prove it? Maybe you just say you're.
Well,
you'll
have to go back to the back of the line, cringing.
Prove what?
With your
pilgrim
tail between your legs. No, not at all.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. It's absurd.
I think the limit was 60 at the.
Sure, they need us old guys.
Or even
for
no,
the
in
cinema,
fact,
see?
It was a big, fancy, you
walking
know, type
by in the
GMC.
Background.
It was a GMC type cinema.
They need some
GMC
doddering in the background.
Isn't they? Aren't
that's
they?
That's where I come in.
55.
Gee, I can't see.
The senile.
That's what we want.
Senile horse's ass. What were you going to say? Sure, go ahead.
It'll
call me.
Hopefully,
that.
It'll help me live a little longer.
It's nice to be able to.
Or something.
Whatever. I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, well, I can't be too thin-skinned here.
Well, but there's a separate thing. So you can't do it.
You can't do
separate,
that.
Separate but equal.
And what an awful thing it was to do anyway. You'd get
concentrate on the pure, bright,
you know
white light
from
of unconsciousness.
You know, the endless force of vintage, you know, of anything that's already occurred historically, everyone always tries to preserve it at that moment. And so,
preserves.
In fact,
yeah, they try to jam it in there. Like this.
And so, struggling with technology, how about it? How's it coming out now?
It's pretty much about the same.
So you're not really, but you're hearing me.
Well. Yeah.
And I'm hearing you.
Yes.
And those kids.
And if the listeners
gosh
at home
darn
hear what
kids.
I hear, all is well.
Can
on
you
the great
put it up?
Ocean of space. At one point... Gulliver visited astronomers who invited him to look at Mars, and there Gulliver saw the two moons of Mars.
The Laputans had great telescopes.
Their rates. At the time the book was written, no one had ever seen that there were two moons on Mars, which
but the Laputans knew about it.
As Gulliver described them.
They were highly scientifically advanced.
Dr. Swift.
They lived in a giant floating flying saucer. Their city was built in it. As described in Gulliver's Travels, Book 3.
Yes, Deimos and Phobos.
They had scientific knowledge which the rest of the world did not have, which they allowed Gulliver to write about, but everyone thought it was just something made up until it was actually discovered, and it has never been satisfactorily explained.
For their different velocity and speed across the sky.
Culture, huh? Let's just stamp that out.
For a good description
for the citizens,
of the morality of dealing with the inhabitants of La Puerta, see Mistress Masham's Repose, The Conversation in the Dungeon, by T.H. White.
Martian civilization in those novels was quite complex and ancient.
Yes, everyone on the planet Mars was a warrior. Even children wore daggers.
Not to be violated.
And very little else. They wore a harness, both men and women, a harness to which things could be attached. But this was not to cover the body, which was not considered immodest.
On Mars, it would have been useful, too, considering that the city-states were isolated across vast stretches of uninhabitable territory, so why...
In fact, they were replenishing their own atmosphere.
But they didn't go in for mechanical devices.
The atmosphere of Mars today is
some,
incredibly thin.
Using them for hundreds of thousands of years.
Approximately 1% of the atmospheric pressure and density of the atmosphere of Earth. And yet, in this negligible atmosphere, our drone helicopters that we have sent to that planet can fly and photograph.
Hit a target a mile away. They had, but
the moon's atmosphere is even more tenuous, although the moon does have one.
See, they were Martians, and Mars was like a planet of war, where everybody had to be a warrior, every tradesman, every kid.
No one was safe. There was an assassin's guild, as a matter of fact.
The government permitted, which...
You could be whacked according to the laws of the governments of this cities of Mars.
You could defeat the assassin, but that could certainly happen. So it's not like here on...
So I recommend reading The Chessmen of Mars,
really
a marvelous book, which also explains how to play Martian chess, or Jetan, as the Martians call it.
They have to bundle up.
Many people play it today, here on Earth.
One fine detail about them is they lay eggs and do not have birth like... we do here, even beautiful princesses.
In sad ignorance, a witless and starved lot.
Mrs. John Carter and...
And I'd like you to meet my wife, the incomparable Deja Thoris of Helium. Yeah, John Carter was really stuck on himself. He was a great swordsman, but I have a special theory about him.
With the atmosphere, the egg actually grows larger.
Talking about the oviparity of Martians, even the Martian women that look human lay eggs. And the egg, as I said, grows.
These incubators have to be guarded, because it was ever the way of some hostile tribe to smash the eggs.
To destroy the incubator of a rival tribe and destroy their eggs. Yes, that was standard. But, of course, the aristocracy, the rich, had their own special incubators. And once a child, an offspring, was decanted, what broke the shell, as the Martians would say, then they were weaned by the Martian women, who actually gave them milk, which they drank in this stage of their infancy.
Purge it from your mind.
You see, they are not exactly mammals, and not exactly... they are different things. They are sui generis on the red planet.
The only life you have a right to take is your own. And number two, there's more to life than living.
Also, a princess of Mars.
And
I recommend
three,
that one.
There comes a time when it's time to call it a life.
As for the others,
it's not now. You have to fight the good.
There are marvelous things in all of the chronicles,
but you might need.
I find the Chessmen of Mars to be the most robustly enjoyable.
You absolutely require
more coffee. Coffee.
We must destigmatize suicide.
Yes.
I think that it's too many people have a stereotype that it's something you do.
Thank you. Yes, I did take the opportunity to write a poem.
For the man who comes from the fact that at one time we were a much more religious culture, and most religions
forbid
suicide.
The Almighty fixed his canon against
almost an unforgivable sin in some
called.
Sure, yeah. Committing suicide, you could be executed for trying that.
God's gift. Yeah, yes, you can't do that. It's not yours to take away.
Regions immediately.
So anyway, that's some of what people thought back then before they realized they actually own their own body. That's the only thing you own.
What an onus it is. Percolating up from the substratum of the repressed psychic abandonment. The psychic substratum of the unconscious mind. Brewed over black leaves. If only I could get people to understand and listen. This coffee instantly sours the cream. It is strong. Greenish mold. No thanks, I think I've had enough.
Thank you. Yes, I did take the opportunity to...
Shellfishes that crawls around on the floors of the seas.
Good Lord.
I should have been a pair of ragged claws scuttling across the floors of...
One of these things does have continuity and continues.
On the afternoon...
I just don't understand.
So peacefully, smoothed by long fingers.
Asleep. Tired.
Or it malingers.
Here stretched upon the floor beside you and me.
You and me.
Should I, after tea and cakes and ices, have the strength to force the moment to its crisis? But though I have wept and fasted, wept and prayed, though I have seen my head grown rather bald, brought in upon a plate,
I am no prophet,
and there's no great matter. I have seen the moment of my greatness flicker. And I have seen the eternal footman hold my coat and snicker. And in short,
I was afraid.
Secrets learned and poems sung of libraries which laid to waste I was to leave so plundered.
This will be great with coffee.
Coffee!
And report on the real news. On the show.
Yeah. Yes, there's a lot
the
of
real
good
news
here.
The radio news that's important. The news about the show.
And
the
news from outer space.
Its own show.
And the other
people
planets.
People want to know what's happening to us during the week when we're not on the air. They want to know, follow our exploits and our
the weak
adventures.
And the strong.
Well, of course, not
probably,
everyone is able to keep up with the complicated synopsis of the previous episode.
People are, you know, on Tuesday, they're thinking, I wonder what Dr. Howland's Philo and Puzzling Evidence are doing right now. I mean,
what are they
doing?
They're
probably preparing for the show because knowing how conscientious they are and how elaborate the show is put together, they're probably deep, deep in preparation.
Sure they are. Sure they are. Sure they are.
It's only a couple of days away. They got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, that is a problem. Oh, I can't wait to listen to that show.
Well
that's what they're
saying. We have to wait to do something.
That's what they say to each other.
No, I mean
they call each other up and say, "Dr. Howe, I can't wait to listen to the show with you and me on it."
Exactly,
horseradish.
To give voice to their aspirations. Simply
what errant nonsense, foo for all and teradiddle.
They like to call in and ask questions, extremely complicated and questions
absolute
flap-a-doodle, a lot of thought.
Running up the flag.
Not necessarily. It's not up to them to do the entertaining, but me. They can feed me the questions. I will entertain with my answers.
Yes, we're going to break a lot of records here in the studio today.
Just broke a whole stack of...
That's our nature always, to advance.
How fast can it be the mind of one capacious in its faculty?
Into the fire, or whatever it is that one does. So, that edgy envelope has edged its last scratchy
edgy, eh? Well, that's pushing the envelope with your nose across a dusty floor.
Big brains crawled through the grass and reeds and plants. And
they looked like brains. They took their form from their sustenance.
When they turned into puddles of slime, you could see that sinking into the ground.
They hadn't evolved lasting parcel of their composition.
Whatever.
That's what...
Live on radio.
They were instantly created.
As Steely Dan said.
By Professor Walgate.
I can hear it a lot better without the headphones, because the speaker is actually quite good.
No, Michael, put your headphones on. Just put them on.
It fixes everything.
Yeah, this'll fix it. Mordency, a horrible place where there's a frown on everyone's face.
Dot the ground.
Testament to this. Here is the new dawn.
Our duty then to lionize and laud this king.
Decoupaged to a piece of plywood.
And you can still do your dishes with it.
Dewey Dishers. Right. Now America can own a piece of the new dawn.
New
the dawn of a new political administration. A bright light painted by Thomas Kincaid. Painter of light.
He also worked on Fire and Ice with Ralph Bakshi and Frank Frazetta.
With tiny electrical lights.
And so did James Gurney, the creator of Dinotopia.
She'd know all the answers because she works in one of those you're soaking in it places.
And if you act right now, you get a second brilliant landscape. Take the parish on the flywheel for the same price. It's hernia-inducing.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a better introduction than anything I could ever do. Here he is. That was great.
As much of an attempt.
This is most annoying.
It'll jolt and jar your bones eventually.
Yeah. You're not going to jar my bones.
It might be.
I won't say it on the air. It's just not right.
A mass spike of suicide.
I'm telling you, something is wrong. Something is very wrong here.
You know, on the show, you just have people imitating themselves.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
Like that Monk did in 1963.
Here you go, Suicide Man. How about Norman Thompson? It's not going to be on the quiz.
No, that'd be on the quiz.
Not Norman Thomas. Sorry, it's not in your father's textbook.
It could be on the
syllabus.
It could be on the supplement to the test, which gets you extra credit, though.
Oh, extra
all right,
credit.
Eager beavers, you've heard it here, so get ready to bone up in your special
show
last
test.
Minute cramming for an examine.
The audience tests and
man, it's cold in
quiz
here.
On attention.
And force them to have to answer it somehow.
Very embarrassing.
Online. No, you can do it online.
Your most embarrassing moment.
You know, the keyboard that delivers the electric test. Shock.
No, that's what the last show was doing. He was shocking his listeners.
Oh, he was?
Well, here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Freddie Price. Come on up here, Freddie.
He was bringing the OJ back into the
juice. The juice?
Yeah,
the juice is loose.
I like that cycle hum. That hum is really
yeah, that 60 cycle hum that so shows awesome that we're on the ball here. Like that shows our technical purpose, equipment okay. is top notch.
It's not by accident.
Yeah, you know, you'd hear nothing if we were really not so concerned with these specs and specifications.
You don't know where it comes from and you hate it. That's probably the conspiracy.
That is proof of the conspiracy.
Mr. President, where can I get a job?
The 60 cycle.
If there wasn't
any busy executive.
So that's just
me.
The way things work.
I was just thinking about Cornell.
What about the job displacement marketing program
out
in the city of the future?
New sound, see? You're going to hear at the same time, believe it or not, that we hear. And together, if we can cross that barrier of the eternal now space and have some kind of communication in this place, I think, children, you're going
to
get off.
You think they want to talk to us? You know, they don't.
No, I'm just going to speak wisdom to you, for I am the one. Known
we cannot create a harmonious unity, a planetary unity, and thus we are too dangerous to deal with.
See, whenever you're in a little bit of trouble, a little bit of consternation, don't know what's going on.
A giant step backwards into ignorance, superstition, cruelty, and fanaticism.
And incredulity. There on the sad height.
You're that.
Curse. Bless me. Now, with your fierce tears, I pray. Yeah, gotta catch that train. Maybe if we can't fly, we can still take trains if they don't kill the trains.
Well, I wish you luck in that enterprise.
I gotta get
that
east.
Kind of thing, and getting it properly adjusted makes all the difference. Yes. And it's a vast difference.
To get one's own feet back is not only necessary for navigational purposes, but actually produces a feeling of satisfaction when
I can't get none of that.
What one can rely on.
Well, yeah, play some more of that, okay.
Now, I'll just continue. Because soon comes the time when we have to,
The hour of penultimate
flower. From, the path.
Before and, the awakening day.
Essentially, close down. Now what is happening?
That is...
Run quite myself.
The turn for the mind to adjourn. Run tape and let radio play.
You know where you are.
Are you... Find them, the
boings and the burps and the babies that cry overwhelming our well-meaning show.
The yet-in-sin who have,
though seeming a rarity, in full supply, it seems that we may never run low.
Yes.
Slack, of course, is the most...
The temple of Bob is a back-breaking job. It's more work than digging a ditch. Perhaps we have our supplies of gobofram and lies. We smell tar
some
and the sun
of
on
the
pitch.
Their great civilization regularly celebrates, even in our own
they have,
primitive time.
Many ruined cities on Mars, for which are radio, inhabited by now by those
Snell.
Four-armed white apes, which are vicious, and you can't deal with them.
So sad, so fresh, the subgeniuses that are no more.
That's for sure.
Some,
whatever, I'll take what I can get.
Such vision,
well, yes,
indeed, is a hell.
Uh-huh. Well, that is most unfortunate. I guess there's no satisfying...
From Moose Jaw, Montana? Well, sure.
And yet, Mr. Pepe swept from the room.
He'll be back.
The way gorgeous tragedy comes sweeping by, presenting Thebes or Pelops' line,
or the tale of Troy divine. Or what though rare, of later age, ennobled hath the buskined stage. Is going to happen to all these people. The Trump monster is going to commit a hideous crime, adding to the crimes this sad nation has accumulated. You'll have to carry identification papers.
Are you having any improvement there?
Not really.
Feeling
but,
better?
That's just the way it is.
Getting some relief?
Goes. No have longer you, falls under people's attention.
Well,
have you
that's
read
okay.
In the penal colony?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's the first one. That was, it was Zappa's reference to that on his album cover that turned me and I'm sure everybody else on to Franz Kafka.
There was a jelly talking jelly dog.
On the second album there. Where he
well, here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, no one had ever recommended a book on an album cover. You know, that itself was revolutionary.
I just can't figure it out.
It's strange how that synergy went.
Plus, while he's quoting... Varese and, you know, trying to take rock fans into a wider view of music is pretty commendable.
Physically, emotionally, and mentally.
It's almost hard to find a sacred subgenius church. They're somewhat magical.
Yeah, yes, sure. If what you say,
Particularly the ones that we are close to.
Puzzling evidence of the show.
Hope the cops don't get our feed the cat and in the vertebrated kingdom.
If you took out all of the subgenius church movies, TV
there's some
shows,
subgeniuses
books,
I'd like to go out with to take out, as it were.
Everything else,
sure. A few
would
of them.
Leave a huge gaping hole in.
Ew! Close that huge gaping hole right now.
Let us begin the experiment.
Let us have peace on earth.
And let us have peace on earth.
Begin with me.
No tomato, with onion and
mayonnaise. Lettuce with, with
and lettuce
bacon and mayonnaise, lettuce. Between two slices of sourdough bread. No tomato.
No, it is true. We must reason together. We must stand together.
No raisins
our common
together.
Adversary. We must huddle in together. Surrounding.
Let's huddle and cuddle. Come over here and let's share our warmth.
Carnosaurs.
Let me just squeeze in here.
Yeah, I'll squeeze right here.
Squeeze? Oh, you're not supposed to drink that stuff in here.
Oh, squeeze.
You're going to be given 6 demerits and demoted.
No sterno in here.
He can sniff it, you know. He's got a nose for it. Oh, he can
a nose for news, I guess.
I hope he does.
Okay, everybody's getting ready for the big initiation ceremony.
I have a feeling I'm not going to like this ceremony.
Every wolf Elephants. And lion's howl raises from hell a human soul.
The wild deer wandering bears, here and there.
Yes, they've all been in
and we
keep
had a
the human
there.
Soul you know, from care.
It's like you put that many robocams on Earth and you would not see a fraction of what's actually there.
The lamb, Miss Ewers,
keep my
breeds public
lip,
strife.
Zipped about
and yet
that one.
Forgives the butcher's knife.
It's not my time yet, Lord.
All right,
Dr. Howe.
Can't
you spare me over for another year?
You've crossed the line.
Can't you spare me over for another year? Lord Death?
Nobody can make me ride that tree.
That's probably a good idea.
Whoa! Don't say that word.
The core. The secret core. That's C-O-R-E core and C-O-R-P-S. The special core of Night Church people.
Once again, time to bite the wax tadpole.
I love those wax tadpoles. They're tasty.
I'm telling you to do it. Because your chick's eyes are telling you. Look at her. Now go on. Go, because you know when
are you
I
sure
say
this is,
go,
is kosher?
You know you're gonna go.
You got anything to eat?
You know, well. If you don't, they're all gonna laugh at you. Keep on. Go. More chicken. Why are you waiting? You're not gonna not do what I say.
Not.
You know.
Well, I can't say what they think it is, but...
Well,
we can't give away all the secrets so far.
We're not going to give anything away, but we do have some information to release here that is important for our audience.
You for a long time, and I'm going to hear that talk, and I'm going to live on it and get fat on their talk.
Fat water rat.
Chicken and gabbling already.
Fat shaming.
You're talking
again.
Already. Starting to love it too.
It's come on. Locked at 70 miles an hour, and
I had both my legs snapped in seven places. It was terrible.
A horrible snap as that bone broke.
You were drowned in the Iraqi.
You say it was
that Rocky Iraqi reactor.
Yes, it was sort of a erotic neurotic kind of thing.
Yeah, it was Iraqi.
Wait a moment about that Rocky Iraqi reactor.
A Rocky reactor in Iraq. Yeah.
Just a moment. Did you get the reaction on that? Did you get the fourth dispatch?
Reaction to that Rocky Iraqi reactor.
What about it?
Well, it has those autopsy photos of Bob, you know.
And has that gorgeous picture of Connie on the cover.
Well, look, yeah, mine, yeah.
Yeah, wearing a revealing outfit.
Look at the two front...